We're in the Keses HaSofer, beginning Simen Tes Zayin, which is about the Tzuras Hashiras V'Shar Dekdukim, and it has seven Seifim. Seif Aleph. Shiras Hayam Menichen Lefanea Shita Shlema Pnuya. When you're writing Shiras Hayam, meaning Oz Yashir, one leaves a blank line before beginning the Shira V'Yacharkach, and after he has the blank line there, Kaisvin es Hashira b'shloshim shitos, one writes the Shira on 30 lines. Shita Rishayna, the first of those 30 lines, Kedarka is written normally. V'shar HaShitas, regarding the next 29 lines, Achas Menichen Bo Revach B'Beis Mekoymes, so on the first of those next 20 lines, he leaves a space in two spots on the line, v'nimtza hashita, and the writing of the line now is chaluka l'shalosh, divided into three spots, u'shnei haravachim b'yachad yiu shir stuma, and the two spaces together have a total of 9 letters worth of space, which is a shir stuma. In other words, you have writing on the right, you have writing on the left, and writing in the center, and in between the center and the right, and in between the center and the left, you have space. And those two spaces together total a minimum of 9 letters worth of space. The achas menichen be'emtza, revach keshir stuma. Again. V'nimtza hashita chaluka l'shalosh, u'shnei ravachim b'yachad yu shir stuma. The achas menichen be'emtza, and there's one space in the middle, revach keshir stuma, the amount of space that takes to create a parsha stuma, v'hi revach keneged haksav, v'ksav neged harevach. And that creates a situation where, again, on the second line, you have space where there's writing on the first line, and you have writing on the second line where there's space on the first line. Uliachareha, and once one has completed the Shira, so he has also a blank line. So again, he has a blank line at the beginning and he has a blank line at the end. The meaning is that at the beginning of that Amud of the Sefer Torah, Shira Zeis, one writes 5 lines at the beginning of that column. Shita harishayna b'reish hadaf mascheles habayim. The first line at the beginning of the column begins with the word habayim. Shita shni b'yabasha. Shita shlishis Hashem. Shita revias meis. Shita chamishis b'mitzrayim. V'chein lamata me'ashira. After the shira, there are also 5 lines. Hey shitin v'aschalosan. And the beginning of them are v'atikach is the first one. Achareha is the second one. Sus is the third one, Vayetzu is the fourth one, Vayavoyu is the fifth one. Vizeu rak lemitzvah, v'loy le'ikuv. This idea of the 5 lines at the beginning and the 5 lines at the end is only lechatchila, it's not ma'akiv. Says the Lishkas HaSefer and Sifkotan Aleph, Shita Shlema Pnuya. Kein noagu me'azum ekedem. There was always this minig of leaving the blank line before the shira, al pi ha'kabbalah ish mi pi ish. That was the tradition passed down from generation to generation. V'chadoshim yikarev bo, Baal Meir Nisiv, the Meir Nisiv started a new nuzach, v'kosav, and he writes, Eitzel Shiras Hayam v'zeh l'shoyna, he writes the following, B'psucha hazois, u'besoif hashira, shemanu milas avdoi b'shita shishis, because we said that the entire sixth line is blank, right? That's what we had said. There's writing on the first 5 lines, and the sixth line is blank. So the Meir Nisiv says that b'psucha hazois, on this sixth line, u'besoif hashira, and also at the end of the line, right? Samnu milas avdoi b'shita shishis. That is, we put the word avdoi, which we have in our Sifrei Torah at the end of the fifth line. So says the Meir Nisiv, we should put it on the sixth line. Umilas Hayam, which is the last word on the Shira, B'shita Lamed Aleph, we put it on the 31st line, which we have on the 30th line. In other words, he wants that the blank lines shouldn't be totally blank. Rather, the blank line before Az Yashir should have the word Avdai on it, and the blank line after Az Yashir should have the word Hayom on it. That's the Meir Nisiv's things. Kedei la'asaisa kosher alibi dekulei alma, and that he says will make it kosher alibi dekulei alma. Va'afki be'ela yesh mechalkin v'rabu kimoi rabu hadeis, and even though there are those that argue, and there's a tremendous amount of shittas in this imkol zeh, nevertheless, says the Meir Nisiv, that this is the way it should be done, and this is what the Gedolim hold. The Gama Chacham Reino Rav Wolf Heidenheim b'tikunim shaloi, the Chacham Rav Wolf Heidenheim and his tikun that he created, also matkoinoi, he also makes like the format of the Meir Nisiv. The Gam Hetik Dvar of Elu, and he is matik the lashon of the Meir Nisiv. Aval kvar ba'al zeh atshuva b'shut Chacham Tzvi. But the answer to the taina of the Meir Nisiv and Rav Wolf Heidenheim can be found in the Chacham Tzvi Simen Chaf Hei v'huva b'tikun soifrim le'mareinu harav. I think this stands for le'mareinu Rav Shlomo Dubna, that he says the behanochas shita shlema pnuya. Ein kan beis mechush klal. There's no problem at all with having a blank line. Aliba de kule alma. Shekachi akabola. It's not a problem because this is the tradition that we have. L'ani ashita achas pnuya. Bein tigra psucha istuma. It doesn't make a difference if you call it a psucha or a stuma. It's nishke nafkamina. Our tradition is from the earliest times that there's a blank line. There's no problem in leaving a blank line. And that's what the Chacham Tzvi says. And the Lishka says that's the correct answer to the Meir Nisiv and the Rav Wolf Heidenheim's taina that you should leave the, that you should have a word there to create a parasha psucha. That's not necessary because the tradition is that it should be dafka, a blank line. V'anoichi Eisef Neifach, says the Kesis, I will add to that. Ki adirab, etzuras bal Meir Nisiv, lo yasi shaper libe de kulei alma, it does not come out good according to everybody. The kevon da kabali ilo ni ashita shlema pnuya de lo harash zuhi stuma, according to the Rosh, a blank line is a stuma. Ve'ech nasa psucha, how can you go and make it into a psucha by putting the word Avdai there and the word Hayam there. Lachain nirada ein l'shanes miminig ha-kadmoinim. Therefore, one should not be mishana from the minig ha-kadmoinim. In other words, according to the Rosh, previously it was a stuma, and now you're turning it into a psucha. Who says you're allowed to do that? V'hinei b'mashikaz v'chacham tzvi, v'ze l'shoinai, v'ze muchrach, t'gam l'harosh menichan shlita shleim v'pnuya. The Chacham Tzvi already says that according to the Rosh, there must be a blank line there. Because the Rosh quotes the Das of the Rambam and how to create the Shira. And the Rosh quotes from the Rambam this idea of leaving a blank line. And he doesn't say that there's any machlekes here. So avada the Rosh agrees to the Rambam. Ad kan l'shoinei. Okay, al ze kaza b'sefer kisei rachmim, along comes the chida, and he writes about this, seif perak alef, the mesech de seifrim, dilafumriya ta dvar of tmua, l'chayra, it's very shver what the Chacham Tzvi is saying. The Rambam, lo yhizgir deshitas elu yiyu pnuyas, the Rambam doesn't say anywhere that the line should be blank, ela kaza v'stama, he just says, she yiyu psuchais, that these parshias before and after Az Yashir are psuchais. So the Rambam doesn't say anywhere that there's a blank line. So how could the Chacham Tzvi be meichiach that the Rosh agrees with the Rambam that there's supposed to be a blank line? The Rambam never said there's supposed to be a blank line. V'tiritz of the Chidah answers that Surah Hamita shekazav Rambam he kamay shekazav Rambam dilanzanozal b'sefer Torah. The real Surah that the Rambam holds is like the Maram de Lanzano says in a Sefer Or Torah, Shatiko me Sefer Rambam Ksaviyad, that he got it from the handwritten copy of the Rambam, Visham Ra, and Maram de Lanzano saw Sheyeshita Pnuya Milfanel Meacharea, that there's a blank line there. Valzeh Kozva Chacham Tzvi, the Kevan de Harosh, Ra, Besefer Rambam, Shekozav Tzuras Ashir, Vishita Pnuya Milfanel Meacharea, Havilei Lach like Alzeh. So you should have argued with him. Elavadai shehu maskim alzeh. So since the Rosh knew that the Rambam had a blank line there, Memela, if the Rosh didn't argue, then obviously the Rosh agrees that there's supposed to be a blank line there, Ad Kan Lashon of the Kisei Rachamim. Halacha Beis, Shiras Hazinu Manichin Gamken Lefaneu Lachare Ashita Shlema. Just like we said a moment ago, that when writing Oz Yashir, there's a blank line before and after it. So Shiras Hazinu also has a blank line before and after it. V'koizvin es Hashira b'shivin shitin kol shita chaluka l'shtayim v'shir stuma. And the Shiras Hazinu is written on 70 lines with a blank area in the middle, the size of a shir parasha, v'noyagin shebetchilas hadaf koizvin shisha shitin. And at the beginning of the column, there are 6 lines there, v'haschalosan. And the beginning of those lines starts with the words Ve'aida on the first line, Achere on the second line, Haderech on the third line, Be'acharis on the fourth line, Lachisai on the fifth line, Kahal on the sixth line. Ulamata, and after the Shiras Hazinu Heishitin, there are 5 lines, Ve'haschalasan, and those 5 lines begin with the words Vayavai on the first line, Ladaber on the second line, Asher on the third line, Hazois on the fourth line, and Asher on the fifth line. Vegam hu zehu rak lemitzvah v'loy liikov. And this also is not ma'akiv, it's just lechatchila lemitzvah, the way that it's meant to be done. It says the Lishkas HaSeifer in Seif Koton Beis, Chaluka l'shtayim, that it's split into 2 lines. V'haynu ariach al gabi ariach. We said before by Oz Yashir that the tzura is ariach al gabi levena, that is ksav on top of space. So over here by Hazino, this ksav on top of ksav. You're going to ask me from the end of the first parak of Megillah that says, Kol Hashiras Kulon Ariach Al Gabi Levena. It says that all the Shiras have words on top of space, Ulevena Al Gabi Ariach, and space on top of words, like we saw a moment ago, Bayaz Yashir Chutz Mishirazu, the Aseres B'nei Haman, with the exclusion of the Aseres B'nei Haman Umalche Knan. So according to that, the mashma, the Shiras Hazinu, gam ken ariach al gabi levena, it should be like Oz Yashir, levena al gabi ariach, because it says over there that the only exceptions are Aseres B'nei Haman and Malchei Knan. So what happened to Hazinu? Kvar tirat sham al nochen aran zal. So the Ran already answered that kasha, that the Ran says that by Hazinu there is no ariach, everything is levena, because he holds like Taisvis over there in Megillah. Take a look in Taisis. Taisis holds that the Ksav is the Ariach and the Levena, not the space is the Levena, rather the Ksav is the Ariach and the Levena. So over here, by Ha'azino, everything is a Levena because both sides are of equal distance and there's no Ariach. As I said, Enfer Tiran, who besefer our Torah, who begam, besefer Mincha Shai, maybe Oid, Tirutz Echad, Beshem Chacham Echad, the Mincha Shai also brings another teretz, that he says that all the other shiras was said about a nes. Masha'enkein Hazinu was not said about a nes, and that's why it's not included with the other shiras. Halacha Gimel, Kosav Hashira Kishar Haksav. What if a sefer wrote the shira like a regular passage in the Torah? Or he wrote a regular passage in the Torah in the form of a shira, whether it's Ariach al Gabi Ariach or Ariach al Gabi Levena is Nishke Nafkamina, but he didn't write it regular, which is how he was supposed to write it. V'davka shekosav ashira kishar haksav beloy pizur. Davka, that he wrote the shira like the rest of the ksav, without pizur, in other words, without spreading it out. That's if it's that, in other words, this that we say, that if he wrote the Shira Kishara Ksav and Shara Ksav Kishira is possible, that's only when he wrote the Shira like the rest of the Ksav without spreading it out like a Shira. But what if he wrote a Shira like a Shira? He just changed the placement of the words within the Shira. Mimashinogu, from the standard custom. Loi possible. That's not going to be a psul. The ikir is that a Shiras Hayam should be Ariach al Gabi Levena, v'Shiras Hazinu Ariach al Gabi Ariach. Once he's fulfilled that requirement, so the fact that the words are in an alternate space is not an issue. Says the Lishka Sifkotin Gimel, Parsha Achas Kishira, Zeh Loshen HaRambam. That's the Loshen of the Rambam. Again, notice the words, Parsha Achas Keshira. We're going to come back to it. We could learn out a very important halacha from this Rambam. Hine, Pam Achas Nishalti. I was once asked the Shaila B'Sefer Torah Asher B'Parshas Achrei Mois, Sheyei Sham Echadasar Stumois Muchois. You have 11 Parshias Stumois, one after the next at the beginning of Parshas Achrei Mois. Bein achas l'chaverta rak pasuk echad, and between each one of these stumos is only one pasuk, ervas avicha, ervas eishes avicha, etc., etc. The kosvan ha-sefer, so the sefer created all of these parashias ba'ofen in a fashion shehafsekes ha-stumos hayu be'emtza kol shura, that the space of the shir parasha is in the middle of the line, zu keneged zu, one on top of the other, u'minatzdadin ksav, and there's ksav on the sides, ad shehayanira mamish kemoy shiris hazinu. So what's the halacha in such a case? Is that called that he made shar haksav keshira? U'bashkaf rishayna ala b'dayati lifsal machmas lashna shulchan aruch shekasev oy shekasev shar haksav keshira puzzle. So he said, I thought l'chatchila that it should be puzzle. Shuv nasati alibi, I thought about it a little more. Kidas harivosh einakein, that the rivosh would hold not like that. Shah kesef mishnah b'perek ches mevi'oi, the kesef mishnah, and perek chesef hilchistam in the Rambam, he brings this rivosh, which is in Simon Reish Pevav, shekosa v'zeloshayni, this is the Lashon. V'chi teimoim revach hashira kishir parasha. If you're going to tell me, this is the Rivosh's kasha, if you're going to tell me that the amount of space you need when you write a shira is the amount of space to create a shira parasha, so lama amru shem kasva kishira psula, why do you have to say that if he wrote a regular passage in the Torah like the shira, it's possible because it looks like a shira? Tepukle mishum shasa parasha, v'makam shein ba parasha. What do you mean? In order to create a tzura of a shira, he has to have the amount of space of a shir parasha there. So it should be possible because this is shir parasha. Who cares? That why does the Gemara need to tell me that it's possible al tzashira? It's possible anyway because there's a shir parasha there. Devadei nirash apoysol delegora mipsucha shasa stuma istuma shasa psucha. Creating a shir parasha where you're not supposed to have one is no worse than making a psucha where you're supposed to make a stuma and vice versa. As I frecked the rivosh halay kasha. To have a amina, so the Rivosh says, not a problem, because I would have thought that afal gav de ba'avir echad kishir parasha poisel. I would have thought that one avir, like a shir parasha, passels, right? We just said, if you leave a shir parasha, you're not supposed to have that, will passel. But kisha asa ketsura sashira adiv tvei, but I would think maybe if you make it like a tsura shira, it's better, denira she'enza parasha, because that shows that you didn't leave the space for a parasha. You left it for the shira, el kaseder ashira nechtav. So mishum hachi yitzrich lemeimar da'asa kashira psula. That's why you have to tell me a special din that if you made it like a shira, it's puzzle. Because if it won't be puzzle for a shira parasha, because it looks like a shira, doesn't look like a shira parasha. Oh, but over here I'm not supposed to have a shira. Oh, so the Gemara tells me if I'm not supposed to have a shira, it's going to be puzzle. The ishtaimim kishachada says the lishka, I'm nispoil. Lama le lit chuke, what does the Rivosh have to give such a doichik teretz for? Hare have a matzi lishnoi berivicha. He could have simply answered, the itzrich lehecha, the tzrichin liyoy stumais kegoin behanach da amaran. He could have answered that it's talking about our case of the erva, where there's 11 parashias in a row. Bechein ba'aseres ha-dibris, sheyesh shisha stumais kroivis. We have 6 stumais, one after the next. Bechein ba'aseres kisavoi. The kasvan ba'ifen shastumos kiru uyos. The pasuk, the Gemara, when it says that if you make a parasha like a shira, it's talking where you made all the stumos the way they're supposed to be. Elashav seikas be'emza kol shura, but you arranged it in the center. Veshura kenidin didan kol shura veshura kenidin didan. You arranged it in. You arranged these stumos which are supposed to be there in the form of a shira, which is not supposed to be there. And that's what the Gemara is teaching you. You could have answered that, that the Gemara is telling you that that's possible. So that's why it seems to me that this is what the Rambam is telling us. Why does the Rambam have to say dafka these words that the Sefer wrote Parsha Achas Keshira, Havilei L'michtav Stam Shekosav Shara Ksav Keshira? He should just write, he wrote the rest of the Ksav like a Shira. What does he have to say that he wrote Parsha Achas Keshira? V'niral Enfiayni as Daiti, says the Lishka, I think the Pshat is, the Diakachi Miloshen HaBreisa Shabbos Kovdiyim Lamed Beis. He got it from the Gemara, the Tani Parsha Psucha Lo Yasena Stuma, Stuma Lo Yasena Psucha. Kosva Keshira, over there it says that if he wrote the regular ksav like a shira, isha kosav as a shira kiyotze bo, or he wrote the shira like the regular ksav, isha kosav shalai b'diyoy v'chulei, all those cases are going to be possible. V'hinei Rashi pirish, and Rashi explains over there, kosva l'sefer Torah keshira b'dilugin, he wrote the sefer Torah like a shira, skipping around Ariach Ulevena, like the tzura of Oz Yashir. That pshat is shver. Why does it say kosva keshira? V'harei sefer Torah. According to Rashi, that it's going on a sefer Torah. But kol makim b'loshin chazal b'loshin zocherhu. Val karcha should say kosav, not kosva. Val karchach pirush Rambam. So that's why the Rambam says kosva keshira. Nimshach lemala, it's going on the previous statement. V'koyi a parsha, it's going on a particular parsha that was made. V'hainu shekosav parsha achash etzrichan lekosav kesidra belishum hefsek, that there's a parsha that's supposed to be written all with no hefsekes. V'hu kosva keshira behefsekes, and he wrote it with hefsekes. Zehu pasul, that's going to be pasul. As opposed to a case where he wrote a bunch of parashias like Erva, Erva, Erva in the Tzura of Ashira, that will not be a problem. V'cheinius parash, and that's how we'll explain how the Yisab Menachas, Daflam and Alavon Beis, where the Gemara says, Kosva Keshira, if he made a Shira or a Shira Kamaisa, the Gemara says over there, the Mukminan law, B'Sefer Torah, HaPirish Hu, Shekosav Parasha Achas, B'Sefer Torah, Keshira. He's writing, the pshat is over there, that he's writing one parsha in the Sefer Torah, which is not supposed to be written like a shira. He's adding in spaces and he's making a shira. Shuvar Yisi B'madani Yamtiv, Shal Mashakosav HaRosh B'Halochas K'tanis Hilcha Sefer Torah Simen Vav V'Zel HaShani. The Rosh writes the following. B'Perek HaBoi Netanya, it says in Perek HaBoi Netanya, Kishira Oishe Kosav HaShira Kiyotze Bo Oishe Kosva. The Gemara says, "Kosav shaloi b'dyoy harei lo yignezu muki b'perek ha'koymetz rav b'sefer Torah." That's what the Rosh says. It's talking about a sefer Torah. V'alzeh kosav hu zal, and on this the Madana Yamtiv says, "V'zeh l'shoinai the afal gav diktani kosva b'loshin nekeva." Why does it say that on a sefer Torah, which usually is kosav? Ha'ikalam emar. The pshat is the hainu tefilah shel yad oy shel roish oy hamezuzah. That would be loshin nekeva if it was going on one of those. Udvar of tmum, but the Madani Yamtif makes no sense. Tmum ma'oy tefilah mezuzah mandekar shmei. Who's talking about tefilah and mezuzah? Avol mashe kasavti the koyad the samach leibo. What I said that it's going on what's adjacent to it over there in the Gemara, the Heinu Shekosa Parsha Achas B'Toira. It's talking where you wrote one Parsha in the Torah, whichever Parsha it may be. Nirlin, if he has Daiti Nochain, that's the correct Pshat, that you took a random Parsha in the Torah and you broke it up into spaces that don't belong there. Umeduik B'Loshna Brais, and it stems very nicely with the Brais. So, Mimele Gam Loshna Ramba, Meduik Heitev, and the Rambam is also Geshmak, B'Masha Kosev, Shekosa Parsha Achas Keshira, Zehu Pasol. V'hainu Mishum, Sheshina Parsha Gufa, he changed the Parsha itself. Havalim Kosevei, the Parsha is Keroilon, but if he wrote a bunch of Parshas the way they were supposed to be written, Avsha Niris Acharkach Keshira, Leslan Bo, it's not going to be a problem. Ulofiza Yofi Iksha Rivosh, V'hochrach l'tirutzai. So that's the pshat in the Rivash, and that's why the Rivash had to give his teretz. V'zeh nochein u'boror l'fi ani asdaiti v'ayin mashakazavni meretz Hashem v'chelek sheni b'shiris hayam. Where over there, he's done in all different kinds of leifanim, changes in the shiris hayam, and what is ma'akiv, and what is not ma'akiv.